Yeah, my mom's 89 now, and she's got issues, you know. Well, what's funny at the moment? Yeah, my mom, she can't believe I've been doing all the bicycling I've been doing. Okay, I won't argue that one. You know, I just sort of laugh at it because I try to show her paperwork. Look, I done a century ride. No, you didn't. That goes to another John Phillips. Okay, don't know if she's joking or not. I hope she ain't losing her mind. And, but I'm like, okay, no problem with that one.
Yeah, I never did any kind of organized rides like that, but I did, when I lived in Illinois, Dundee, I took the trail all the way up to Wisconsin and back, and that was about an 85 miles trip. And it didn't even take all that long. I had a recumbent bike I was riding then, a Cannondale, was it a Cannondale? Yeah, Cannondale. I forget what they called it. But it was an odd-looking recumbent, but it was a lot of fun. And I left, I think, about 2 in the afternoon, and I got back when it was already a little dark. But it wasn't even really that long.
Hey, copy that. Yeah, I've done a number of organized rides over the years, but for the longest time, it was weird. I didn't even think to myself, you know, I should be able to do something more than 50. I admit I'm riding with my buddies, stuff like that. So last year, I officially did my first and second century ride, and I really did do it in some good time. I followed some people that were, I thought was a match. They were actually better than I, and yeah, I kept up. That was sort of a drive. They're all younger than me. but there was, you know, long rides at any speed. I've done, you know, there's stuff I've done. Now, tonight, my average speed ain't worth a whole lot in one aspect, but it's been a great evening, because so far, I've got 4 hours in the saddle.
Man, that's a lot, yeah. Well, if I go on my trail back here, I can go from where I'm at. I'm right at the end of the trail, the end of the pavement. It's on an old railroad right away. I can go right up to North Judson. So it's about 12 miles one way, and if you go do it both, it's like 24. And, you know, I certainly am not trying to go fast.
That's the other thing, too, that's happened to me recent years. I'm realizing how many trails have gotten paved. I'm like, okay, I got to enjoy this. Because I spent quite a few years mountain biking. So that was, you know, for the most part off-road, but if I was on the road, I'm going down the road with thick knobbies. So, last 2 years, I haven't gotten on the mountain bike for that, but I did, 2 years back, I did put road tires on that mountain bike. Love the way that thing rode. And this Pit Special that I'm on, I think, fits me even better. And I didn't think that was going to happen. But that was just it. I could say a lot of my riding in the past, I've got all this time that may not be a whole lot of miles, but it was just more saddle time, you know, in off-road, just enjoying that. The Marquette, Marquette Greenway, also, my area, really the wording would be the Calumet Trail, like going from Michigan City to Highway 49. That was all off-road, but it's, you know, dirt, some gravel, and a lot of water, mud puddles, that's what I want to say, stuff that you couldn't go around, you had to go through.
Yeah, I hear you on that. how many of those pit specials were made?
Actually, this is serial number one. Alan wanted to have a better bike. He was a bit of a rider back in the day. And he wanted something that would be the equivalent of like a mountain bike, and there was no such thing back then. So the triangle frame is only like 20,000 thick, but it was the aircraft grade chromoly that he was building the frames with. So this is something he did in a little spare time for himself. And I'm not sure if he built any more for the family, but he at least built it for himself and did a lot of miles with it. I even got the original leather saddle. It's a Brooks saddle, and it survived all these.